From Spark and Anvil and Bioforge, this is Ward in Chapter 1 of the Bioforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Ward was sitting very still on the low wall outside the workshop, one paw resting over a scrape on their knee, and they were smiling at it. The scrape had happened that morning, a slip on the gravel path. Now, hours later, a thin scab was already knitting itself across the graze, and the skin around it had gone a little warm and a little pink. To anyone walking past, Ward looked like a sturdy badger tween doing nothing at all. Solid, settled, one paw cupped over a knee. A small rabbit kid bounced up, saw the scrape, and winced.
"Ew, doesn't that hurt? Shouldn't you do something?"
"I am doing something," Ward said.
"Well, I'm not. My body is. Look." They lifted their paw.
"See how it's warm right there? A little red?"
Most people think that means the scrape is winning. It's the opposite. That warmth is a whole crowd of defenders showing up. They spotted a germ that snuck in through the cut, and they raised the alarm, and now they're clearing it out.
The rabbit kid leaned in, suspicious. "You can feel that?"
"I can feel the warm part. The rest is too small and too fast to feel." Ward pressed their paw gently back over the knee, like tucking in a blanket.
"But it's happening. Right now. I didn't ask it to. I never do. That's the part I never got over." They watched a defender they couldn't see win a fight they'd never notice, and felt that quiet, grateful warmth spread through their chest. "Something inside me is keeping the whole place safe, and it doesn't even want to thank you."
Ward grew up watching the village gate with their grandmother. She was the gatekeeper, the one who knew every face for three valleys around. Ward would sit beside her for whole afternoons, learning who was who. What amazed them wasn't how tough she was, it was how calm. Travelers streamed through the gate all day, and she barely lifted an eyebrow. She let the bakers and the shepherds and the visiting cousins pass without a second glance. "You're not stopping anyone," young Ward complained once. "What's the point of a guard who lets everyone in?" His grandmother laughed. "Because almost everyone belongs, little one. If I fought every stranger, I'd be exhausted by noon, and I'd have started 100 fights that never needed starting." Then a cart rolled up that she didn't like the look of, a face she'd caught stealing the year before, and in one smooth motion she stood, rang the bell, and had three neighbors at her side before the thief could blink. She sat back down just as calmly. "That's the point. I don't attack, I recognize. And once I've met a troublemaker," she tapped her temple, "I never forget that face." Ward turned that over for years, knowing who belongs, staying calm enough to tell the difference, raising the alarm only when something truly didn't fit, and remembering it forever after. It felt less like fighting and more like watching well. It felt, Ward thought, like the most patient kind of care there was.
Ward walked to the Bioforge lab at 12 because a place that studied the body ought to understand the part of it that guards the rest. The old teacher who ran the lessons met them at the door. She didn't ask Ward to prove they were strong. She asked one thing. A germ gets into a body through a cut. What happens first? Ward didn't answer with a speech. They picked up a loose pebble, a stand-in for the germ, and set it on a glowing model of a scraped knee sitting on the table. Then they waited, one paw hovering over the model, watching. "It's just sitting there," the teacher said, testing. "For heartbeat," Ward said. "Then this." They tapped the model, and tiny lights rushed in from every side, swarming the pebble. The lookout spotted, "That's not us." They raised the alarm. The spot gets warm, goes a little red. People think that's the germ winning. It's the defenders arriving. Some swallow the germ whole. Some build antibodies, little tools shaped to fit one exact intruder, like a poster of a face. They nudged the pebble off the edge. The lights winked out. Done. And after? The body keeps the poster. Next time that same germ shows up, the guards know it on sight and stop it before you ever feel sick. The teacher looked at the cleared model for a long moment. "You belong here," she said.
Ward's lessons filled up with bodies that were quietly guarding themselves. One afternoon, a worried otter kid came in, sniffling, sure they were falling apart. "I've been sick for 2 days," they said. "My body's broken." "Sit," Ward said, and pulled out a board shaped like a body, dotted with little defender tokens. "You're not broken. You're in the middle of a fight you're going to win. Here, you be the defenders. Germs are trying to sneak in. Your job isn't to attack every single thing that moves. It's to spot the real invader and send help fast." The otter played around, peering at the board. "This one?" They pointed at a harmless speck. "Nope, that's just a crumb of your own lunch. Leave it. That one's the germ." The otter sent a rush of tokens. The board lit green. "See? You don't waste your cards on things that belong. You save them for what doesn't." Then Ward flipped a card, and the token sped up. "That's a good night's sleep. And that, another card, is real food. Rest and eating well make your defenders quicker. Run yourself down, and they get slow." They caught the otter's eye. "And this is true for everybody. Fast or slow, big or small, every shape there is. Taking care of yourself isn't about looking a certain way. It's about keeping your guards sharp." The otter sniffed, then grinned as a whole wave of germs got cleared. "I'm winning." "You've been winning," Ward said, "since yesterday. You just couldn't see the board."
That evening, the otter kids stopped at the door on their way out, quieter now. "When it's all inside me," they said, "and I can't see any of it, how do I know it's really working?" Ward thought about the wall that morning, the warm knee, the paw tucked over it, the fight they'd felt without seeing. "You feel the edges of it," Ward said, "the warm scrape, the tired then better, the scab that shows up out of nowhere and means the mending's nearly done." They walked the otter to the doorway and looked out at the dark. "The rest you take on faith, and the faith is earned. Every time you've ever been sick and gotten better, that was them. Every scrape that closed, every cold that lifted. A whole patient crowd inside you, watching all night, asking nothing, remembering every fight so the next one's easier." The otter went still, and Ward watched the worry slide off their shoulders. The same way, years ago, the fear of every stranger had slid off their own. They didn't say the last part out loud, but they thought it, warm and sure. The body isn't a thing to be afraid of. It's a home with the kindest guards there are, and they never once clock out.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Ward. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.